If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan.
It's time to turn it up. Get crazy, going wild, talking dance and stuff. Dude scrolling hell site, fucked up. Fire, boom, roast, mad posts, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses fucked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's Lock Party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck. Lock Party.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Blocked Party. This is episode number 285. I am John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us is a great guest, a first-time guest on the program, the host of Never Post. I was going to tease it, but I just wanted the rhyme. The host.
It's good. It's satisfying, huh?
Mike Rignetta is here. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to
meet you. Oh, yeah. Thank you for being here. Let's get right into it, because I think this is a fun kind of thing, because we often have, you know, comedians on the show, and it's kind of like a comedy pod. Not that it won't be this episode as well, but it's kind of fun to have you on because you have a podcast that is, you know, kind of in the same realm as ours, which is like, you know, the internet is really stupid and you should never post on it.
We believe it so strongly that we went ahead and named the show a principle that all of us who work on it aspire to.
Yeah. Stefan has been saying, like, that's sort of been one of your main tenets of the internet since we started this shows, is that, like, Stefan, like, you just don't have to post if you don't want to.
Just don't, like, people will just, like, show their ass and just, like, post all sorts of crazy shit, obviously. I feel like I've been posting less overall. Like, I'm not on Twitter anymore. I'm on Blue Sky, and I will occasionally post on there. But it's, like, it is kind of nice not posting everything, and it's sort of crazy in 2024 to still see people just posting.
Just
everything.
Posting.
No
just
filter.
Really? Yeah, no filter. No, taking the brakes off.
I mean, you can just say my name. I'm still
John,
out there.
This is an intervention. That's why I'm here, actually. We need to ask you to tone it down just a little.
The Leafs are in the playoffs. I'm still just doing Leafs playoff posts like it's 2012, you know.
Yeah, I'm
right in there. I don't give a shit.
Blue Sky still does not have, like, there's no sports Blue Sky yet. So even though the Canucks are in the playoffs and I've been, like, posting about them, like, I guess in, like, Discord and stuff, and, like, via text, but, like, I'm not posting about them on Blue Sky yet. I guess I could sort of, like, I could start hockey Twitter on there if I wanted to, you know what I mean? But it's a lot to ask, you know? I don't know.
The thing that's nice about Blue Sky is that, like, a lot of stuff hasn't made it there yet, which is kind of nice.
Yes. Yeah, they just got GIFs, right?
Just got GIFs.
And they, like, sent me an email about it, which I thought was very funny. Sending me an email to be like, you can post GIFs on here now. I'm like, I wasn't waiting for that. I didn't need to know immediately. I'll get the email, and I was like, fuck, I better log on to Blue Sky and get
also,
the respect.
You can't upload your own GIFs. Although, Dan, could you bring up Blue Sky right now? Are you able to do that?
Sure, I can do that.
If you're logged in, because it does have, it's like, is it Giphy or something? It's one of those GIFs.
I think it's Tenor. They use Tenor.
It's Tenor,
as the,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it doesn't
honestly
have,
I fucked up. I should have done, like, Blue Sky finally has GIFs with the respect hat tip GIF. Like,
no, so
I've
had people sending me that GIF a lot already.
What do you want me to do here?
Can you go to, like, make a post and check the GIFs in there? Because what I want you to do is I want you to search for the Go Off Kings and see fucking how many of these come up. There we
go. I didn't know there were so many GIFs of you guys.
I don't know how they got onto Tenor, because a lot of these have just been posted.
Wow, that's old school,
that's
Jesse.
That's old JF. That's JF from, like, 2017.
Yeah.
When he
go ahead and post that. Yeah.
Yeah. Really good.
Post in this particular scenario.
Yeah. Well, actually, you should see if John Cullen is on there. See if there
there's
any
no
Cullen
way
gifts.
There's no way there's any Cullen.
Because you don't really stream very much. You're not. There's not
no,
a lot of
there's
like,
no
visual.
Way. There's no way there's John Cullen gifts on here. No.
It's like
I'm safe.
Who
is
this?
Maybe a dart player.
Is that like a darts guy?
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
There,
yeah.
Is his name even John here? Cullen? Can you click that, Dan?
There's,
so we can
so
see
there's
the
Twilight stuff as well. I think, right?
Sure, Edward Cullen. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson and a Lara Croft crossover kind of looks like
pro darts player Cullen. Let's see.
Yeah.
Joe Cullen.
Joe Cullen. Okay, cool. I don't even think I knew that.
Yeah.
Now I want to know if there are gifts of me here.
Let's go check it out.
R-U-G-N-E-T-T-A. Yeah, you got it.
Wow. I mean, that's maybe for the best, I guess. Wow. There are so many of me.
That's what I like to see.
The top one of me is me like miming jacking off on stream. So like, it's not great. Let's see. Maybe not. Okay. Well, I guess I it just comes up under Go Off Kings. But yeah, so I'm on there for various jacks for whatever reason.
Maybe
I
broke it.
Out and in, and then search Stefan Heck.
Oh, so there's a bug where if nothing comes up, then there we go. Oh my God, there are so many of them.
Wow. How does this feel to
that's
you?
Brutal, dude.
It feels sort of weird. And what I'm realizing is I need to get a different hat.
Or just like clothes in general.
Yeah.
Kind of wearing the same shirt in like 40 of these.
Yeah, I am. Because John is really good, especially since we started doing video episodes on here. John, I think, is really quite good wearing different clothes every episode. Whereas like I wear this sweater like I would say one in every three episodes, if not more.
How's it smell?
It smells fine. I mean, I clean it. It's not like I'm wearing it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I do wash it.
You don't want to know what my clothes smell like right now.
I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
I mean, I've smelled you before in real life. I have an idea of how your clothes sometimes smell.
I do have a question for Dan, because Dan, you did order McDonald's last night. What did you order from McDonald's?
Oh, we have to do this.
Well, I feel like every time McDonald's gets brought up, I do want to know what you've ordered, because you're kind of like the McDonald's guy of the show.
Let's take a look, because I don't actually remember.
Well.
Okay.
Give me a second.
That sure, in and of itself is kind of says more about the order than the order itself.
Yeah, I think maybe it does. Yeah.
That's not great.
Wait, while Dan looks, can I voice maybe a controversial opinion about reaction gifts?
Yeah, please do.
Please.
I think we got to let them go.
Oh, no question.
Okay, not controversial at all. Very normal.
I mean, not here anyway. Yeah.
No, I absolutely. Or at least rotate in a new batch of them, right? But I because it is all the same ones, obviously. Like I do get the kid tipping the Derek Jeter respect hat. I get that one like ironically so much because I complain about how much I hated it. I guess for me it's like I can use myself as a reaction gif, and maybe that's okay, but I completely agree. Like it's too much, you know? It's done. It's overdone at this point. Dan, did you figure out what you
Yeah, so I got a double cheeseburger extra value meal.
Okay.
With a large fries and a large Diet Coke.
Okay.
And then a sweet chili junior chicken.
Now that's the new menu they've got, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
I don't know. I'm not feeling so great today though, so I guess it
could be
good.
Because of that, I suppose. Yeah. Oh boy. Okay. Well, I haven't had McDonald's for a while. Maybe I'll get some McDonald's today. I have to go run some errands after this. Maybe that will include stopping by McDonald's and trying. What are the other new menu items? Do we know? There's the sweet chili. There's like a chicken cheeseburger, I think, right?
I don't think so.
Didn't they make it so you can get the like McGangbang
essentially, I think.
You can get it on the menu.
I love that one.
They have a surf and turf one, which is like the Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, yeah. Filet-O-Fish cheeseburger, basically.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, that's interesting. I don't know. Are you guys Filet-O-Fish guys? I've never had one.
I find the prospect a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say I've ever had one, but I do know, like, I think if you're someone who likes them, you like them, you know, like it, sure. You know what I mean? Like it's not I feel like people who like them are very, it's got its own kind of like stan culture, I guess, for lack of a better word, of people who are just like, I get a Filet-O-Fish like every other time I go to McDonald's. They're fucking awesome. You should have one. And because I think if you are someone who likes a Filet-O-Fish, you are constantly battling against people who don't. Like it's a very like love hate proposition. You feel like you constantly need to be justifying having it. I feel
like if I got over my fear of it, which is irrational, and I tried it, I would probably love it and then be dedicated to it, which is another reason to just not even try it.
Right. Yeah. I think that's right. I mean, I maybe I'll try one at some point. I don't know. It just doesn't it does not appeal to me in general. Like I like fish and chips, I guess. But just a fish sandwich, it just doesn't do it for me. And I mean, I wonder if this is, I think this might be a Canadian only thing, or at least maybe they were doing the world menu or whatever at McDonald's. But I remember they had the McLobster for a little bit. And that just seems like you have to just be completely insane to try that. Oh, you have. Okay. Well, so, sorry, Dan. I didn't realize you had tried it.
Yeah, it was bad. Shockingly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that seems like it would just be awful. I mean, even the McRib is not that good. If you guys have had the McRib recently.
Is it not? People love it. I've never had it.
It's really not that good. It's way too much sauce, I think. And then also the texture of it is so like rubbery. And if you do the fast food review guy thing of opening up the sandwich, which you shouldn't do, there's a reason why you don't do that. It's just like a chunk of like rubber with like fake ribs kind of stamped into it.
Yeah, the way they do it, yeah, it's almost like making a sausage or something. It's like you just take meat and compress it, basically.
It looks disgusting, yeah. But Dan, you like that. You like the McRib.
I mean, I wouldn't say I like it.
Better than the McLobster.
Better than the McLobster,
sure,
yeah.
Fair enough, yeah. Yeah. Mike, do you have a favorite fast food place?
It's probably McDonald's just by frequency, because there's one that's close to where I live, and when it's a busy day and I have to eat something or I'm going to fall down, you know, that's going to be the place.
It's the safest bet, I feel like, right? It's kind of right down the middle, you know?
There's a bunch of Taco Bells near me too, but I never think about Taco Bell.
We don't have them up here. We are getting one in downtown Vancouver, I think later this year. And I personally cannot wait to see what it does to Dan, because his digestion is like already just like unheard of. The stuff that happens there is so crazy. And I made a post about this. I don't post often, but I did make this post, which is that when Taco Bell comes to Vancouver, it's going to do to my diarrhea what Wemby did to the NBA this year. Just like completely change the game. It's going to be unbelievable, because I've only had Taco Bell, I think, once before. And it like ran through me, which I guess it's supposed to do. That's like a feature, not a bug.
I think the gastrointestinal distress caused by things like Taco Bell and Chipotle and whatever is just like vastly overstated. I think it's much, much more of a meme than it is something that like happens in truth. I get Taco Bell, usually that's like road trip food, because my wife is vegetarian, and it's one of the few places you can say like, give me something with no meat on it and still be given a like reasonable food item.
Yeah.
And like, it's, you know, we do fine. We're just not like, we're not ever searching it out. But I think you're going to, I believe in you is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And your guts. Good. I believe in your guts.
Stefan, you used to eat a lot of like Del Taco.
When I lived in LA, Del Taco.
Did that cause you a problem?
No, it didn't. Okay, I love Del Taco.
To me, Taco Bell, same.
I would lose my mind if they got a Del Taco up here, because they do the fries in the burrito thing, which is like incredible. It's so good. And also the Del Taco fries are really good. And the main reason they're really good is they put just an obscene amount of salt on them. Like they're so oversalted, which is fantastic. But we are kind of finally getting a bit more of a fast food selection up here. So I'm excited.
We're working on it. Well, it's one step at a time, I guess.
We got Popeyes last summer, I think.
We've had it longer than that.
Well, I mean, Vancouver got it. Proper. Yeah.
How do you feel about Popeyes?
I love Popeyes.
Popeyes is legit.
It's really good. Popeyes to me is the A&W Canada of fast food chicken, which is it's like S tier. It's incredible. That's the other thing is A&W, I don't know if you know this, is that in Canada, it is obviously substantially better than, it's like a different restaurant than American A&W.
I think I have only ever seen one A&W in the US, and it was like two towns over from where I grew up, and I think it was in business for maybe 3 years, and then it went away.
I never had it in America, but everybody says
it's apparently dog shit, and it's also
pair it with something too. Isn't A&W in the States often like with another restaurant?
It shared a building with a KFC, I believe.
KFC, okay.
I feel like also Long John Silver's, maybe they do stuff with them potentially. I could be completely wrong. Speaking of fast food fish, that's a place that is insane to me. It's still in business.
Is it? Is it even still in business?
I think it is.
I think it's definitely still in business.
And I think it's like a really unhealthy because, well, look, I am obsessed with a couple fast food review guys. We don't have to get too deep into the lore. But
as of June 17th, 2023, there are 568 Long John Silvers.
What? That's shocking to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy.
North America, in Canada?
There's none in Canada. It's in the US, Singapore, Indonesia, New Zealand, and Malaysia.
Wow. And then they New Zealand kind of just showing up there?
Yeah, and then they have planned restaurants for a bunch of countries in Southeast Asia. So it must be popping off in Singapore and Malaysia because it says they're planning to open restaurants in Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, Kuwait, Japan, Myanmar, Brunei, and Laos.
I mean, a lot of those places, you're going to get really good seafood. So why would you go to Long John Silver's? But maybe that means it's better, exactly. too, I guess, right? So
Long John Silver's was in Canada in the 70s, but did not last long. It returned in 2003 with one restaurant opening in Peterborough, Ontario, that closed down in 2006.
Oh, wow. The beating heart of Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, baby.
All right. Well, we just got... we got Jollibee in Vancouver as well. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been there yet. When it first showed up like 2 or 3 years ago, there were like lines down the block to get in. I've heard good things about that.
Yeah. I never went.
Dan, what did you get there?
Cause you can get like spaghetti, like there, right?
You can get spaghetti.
I didn't get spaghetti.
Although I have heard it's like pretty good, but you can get like burgers and stuff too. Right.
Yeah. I got burgers.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're getting a bit more of a fast food selection up here. But yeah, A&W Canada, I mean, John and I have praised it on this show dozens of times. I mean, it really is just like...
It's a delight.
It's like legitimately good. And A&W in the US, it's like... I mean, my understanding is it's kind of like... I don't say like road trip food, but you see it when you're like driving along a highway or something.
It's desperation.
Right?
It's like we're starving and here's an A&W. I guess we have to hit it up.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you like what region it's in at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Mike?
I'm in the Northeast. I'm in New York right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I grew up outside of Boston. So that's my experience of what fast food is available in the market is very restrained to one corner of the country.
Is there like a Boston fast food thing that is like kind of its own sort of, you know, like it's kind of only exists in and around Boston or like the Eastern Seaboard?
There used to be like, Red Lobster, but a lot of them closed in the Northeast.
I think it went bankrupt recently.
Did it go bankrupt finally?
I think it might have. Yeah. Let's see. Because I legitimately think, it did.
That's funny. Okay, never mind.
But some of them are still open though, right?
I think some of them might be. I think they're looking for a buyer right now. The theory is that Endless Shrimp made them go bankrupt.
There's no way that's true.
They were losing a lot of money on that, but it's probably that they were owned by some, you know, Wall Street firm or whatever.
That's like a sitcom episode.
Literally the episode from Homer, like eating too many.
Putting the sea captain's place out of business.
I mean, there's just no way that that's true, but.
We have some regional, I think they're regional, but. Maybe I just think that because I don't see them anywhere else, like pizza places. Like there's Papagino's. Is that anywhere else?
No, I've not heard of that place.
So we wouldn't know, but I've never
heard of it. There's also Friendly's, which is like it's not fast food. It's like
heard of that.
I've heard of that. That's like an Applebee's kind
of. Sort of, yeah. Like small town Applebee's. They're sort of nominally an ice cream place, but you know, you can go and get a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
One thing that's weird to me, and I've tried to find like US equivalents to these places for a while, and I think we've even talked about this before, John, but like there's a bunch of chains in Canada, and I think they all started in Vancouver. And so there's a place called Earl's, there's a place called Cactus Club, there's a place called Joey's, there's Milestones, and I think most of, if not all of them, started in Vancouver. And they're like fake higher end.
Yeah, like they think they officially call it like upscale casual.
Upscale casual. And I don't know if there's a US equivalent. Like maybe some of the steakhouse chains are a little closer to it, but like it's a place that like a Cactus Club, that's a place where like all of the Vancouver Canucks players will go. And
yeah, it's like, and you can get a burger, you can get chicken wings, you can get chicken tenders, but you can also pay $40 for a steak if you want.
Yeah.
And it's like they do the whole, like, all the servers dress in black. They're usually attractive women and or men. And it's kind of like, yeah, they're very
nice. Like the restaurants themselves are very nice looking.
I was gonna say, like, they have an interior design idea that has occurred.
Absolutely. Very modern. Yeah. And I don't know if there's a US equivalent to that.
And there's like, you know, we're not talking about there being dozens of them. There's like maybe a dozen of them on the outside. Is that right?
There's quite a few of them.
Probably got to be. Yeah. But they're only in like major cities. Like you're never going to find one in like a small town.
Yeah. Cactus Club has a lot of locations. Cactus Club has
31 restaurants.
Yeah. A lot in the greater Vancouver area. And then I think they've opened some in Toronto as well.
There's a couple in Toronto. There's one in, I was just in Saskatoon.
Yeah. Edmonton, Calgary. Yeah. Most of them are in BC. There's like two dozen in BC, it looks like.
I don't know for sure what the equivalent could be. I bet there is one. And the thing that I immediately think of is my parents live very close to a Foxborough Stadium, the football stadium.
Oh, okay.
And there are a few restaurants there that exist in this very strange, like liminal space between chain restaurant and, you know, like individual, nice sort of fancy sit down place.
Right.
And I would guess that some of them are like, you know, some of them are in fact chains. They just do everything they can to appear not to, so that they court the sort of like higher end, upscale, casual, you know. So yeah, the kind of place that's like next to a stadium is what it sounds like you're describing.
It does feel like that, because I mean, even so, last year, John and I, with our hockey pool, we went to the U.S. To a few cities for like our annual trip, and it sort of feels like, what was the place we went to outside. Well, I was going to say Staples Center, but I guess it's crypto.com arena.
Yeah. Get it right, Stefan.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Please
give it the respect it deserves.
Of course. Yeah.
To the Bitcoins and the Ethereums of the world. I think that place was just called like King's Grill or something.
Yeah. And that was obviously way more of like a sports bar.
That was just we weren't even trying to go to that restaurant. We were trying to go to a different one in that same area and it was too full. So we went to that one.
Yeah. But that's kind of like Cactus Club sometimes kind of feels like that, because they often have like screens and stuff and they'll show sports. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just interesting to me that it seems almost like a Canadian thing more than an American thing, because they feel like restaurants that would be very successful in like the downtown core of like a lot of big cities in the US. John, there is a Joey's in LA, I want to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They've expanded into the US, but it feels like Cactus Club is going to do that at some point.
Yeah,
given sense how successful it is.
Have you, Mike, ever been to Yard House?
I don't think so.
That's like a chain. That's a kind of like a sports bar chain. The whole thing is like you can get a yard of beer.
So that's like the big long thing with the funnel on the top and the ball on the bottom.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
There's quite a few of those in America. I would say Cactus Club is somewhat like that. A little less sports bar and a little more trendy restaurant.
Sure.
But it's like that kind of like wood grain tables and leather booths and, you know, just that kind of like, if you're 25 and you want to have a quote unquote nice dinner.
Yeah.
Here's where you can go. If you don't want to go to Applebee's, it's like, I don't want to go to Applebee's. I don't want to go to TGI Fridays, but I also don't want to go to like a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
Where could I go?
What are the options?
For me? Oh my goodness.
I'm thinking of a place in Foxborough Stadium that I don't know the name of, but it's a Mexican restaurant and it's a nice Mexican restaurant, which means there's crystal chandeliers. And if you want, you can purchase like a $40 glass of Patron tequila.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, that sort of thing.
Can you still get like a fishbowl margarita there?
I mean, they're not going to turn you away, right?
Are you thinking of Scorpion Bar, Mike?
Yes, it is. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It says Scorpion Bar offers innovative Mexican cuisine with a twist and a distinct cocktail program. Ooh. What a weird way of phrasing
cocktail it. Cocktail program? Okay.
In the ideal setting, the 7,800 square foot venue holds up to 420 guests, including both public and private indoor areas, two outdoor patios, boasts features like a 200-inch HDTV, 50-foot white organic stone bar, and wow, custom-made decor that will transport guests to the streets of Mexico. I don't think so, actually. I don't
do you think
that will make me feel like I'm on the streets of Mexico, probably.
Do you think the construction of the bar is like a, that's like a tiebreaker for someone out there, that they hear about what the bar is made of and they're like, now we gotta go. We have
gotta
to
check this
is
out.
The, so like a, it's like a first date question. Is the bar made of organic white stone? Oh, it is.
I thought so. Let's do it.
I'm trying to find the menu here, but it's like, it doesn't really, it's hard to find.
Is it one of those places where the menu is a separate PDF you have to download?
I don't know. I'm trying to like order online now to see the menu, but that doesn't seem like it's working. It doesn't have great ratings, honestly. 3.9 on Google reviews.
I feel like any restaurant or bar or grill directly next to a stadium is not going to be, it's not going to have good reviews most of the time, because most people there are there on like a time limit. So they're just trying to get in and get out and get to the game, right?
Okay, this review, sorry, Stefan, but this review is so confusing to me. I want to see if you guys can get what this means.
Okay. It
says, not well done, smelled a bit of undercooked chicken.
The food or the place?
I don't know. It just,
okay.
What I don't know what that means.
The situation.
Yeah.
It smelled a bit of undercooked. Like, I don't know what that means.
All right. Interesting. Oh, wow. Oh, we have to check this place out if we're ever in the area, John.
Okay. This is a great review right here. Okay. My husband had a DJ gig at this spot. I've never been, so I was excited to tag along. So happy I did, because I fell in love with the ambience of this place. It had a mysterious and majestic type of vibe.
It's the White Stone Bar. It's the bar.
Damn. Okay. I wonder if the husband DJing, I've sort of gotten obsessed with this guy again recently, but John Gosselin from John and Kate Plus Eight.
Yeah.
He's like a professional DJ now. And his Instagram is it's so good, because he's always posting about his gigs and stuff. And he's like, he'll be, this is like, and we're coming up on it in like 3 days, but like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe not 4 years ago, but like 3 years ago, he was doing a Cinco de Mayo gig at like a small town Chili's in Pennsylvania. And just seeing the poster for that was so good, where it's like this, it's this big Cinco de Mayo poster. We're having a big Cinco de Mayo party at like this small, like, I'm gonna see if I can find it, but it's like, we have DJ John Gosselin in the house.
That's the guy we need. That's the guy we fucking need.
Oh my God.
To get the party started.
Yeah. I'm gonna send this to Dan. You need to bring this up. I wish I had been there for this. This was in 2019. So it was pre-COVID. Yeah. Okay. But he's still going. I mean, and he's looking great. He's doing his thing. He's got like a custom computer with DJ John on it and everything. This post is from former Block Party guest Carolyn Goldfarb as well. So
nice.
Dan, if you want to bring this up and we can take a look.
I just like this review as well. This last one from Scorpion Bar. I love when people like they're on the restaurants team. Like, mm-hmm. I love when people do that. This is Cheyenne. Amazing place. People that complain about the price really should understand the location. It's right next to the stadium. Of course it's going to be pricey. Don't eat next to the stadium if you don't want high prices. It's that simple. And I love when people are just like, you know, that's on you. They're right by the stadium. They can charge whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be brutal prices. Here it is. Yeah. Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. I think this was 2019.
At a Chili's.
In small town Pennsylvania, and they've got DJ John Gosselin.
That rules.
It's so good. I go back to this poster a lot. It's
does it say like G with John Gosselin? Like, what is this G?
I think that may have been like his DJ name branding or something.
Cinco de Mayo G with John Gosselin.
Let me see if I can find. He put out a song a couple years ago called Voicemail. And maybe we can give it a listen. Dan, I'm going to send you this.
Was it like Kate leaving him a voicemail about?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they have a lot of issues, I feel like, but I don't know that it has anything to do with that. But this is the song by DJ John Goslin with, I think, another DJ called DJ Topic.
Sure.
Yeah. Or no, DJ Casper. Look. Yeah.
Look at these guys. Here we go.
Hey, I really hope all is well. I think I give you a call.
Oh, it is starting with a voicemail. Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Probably busy, so you get this message.
Auto-tuning the...
really good. Oh, okay.
I don't know about you guys, but it's giving Cinco de Mayo to me.
It kind of is, yeah.
Can I turn this off now?
Yeah, you can turn it off now.
That was horrible.
That was not great. I mean, it's kind of about what you would expect, maybe.
I loved
DJ
it.
John
I can't
Gosselin,
it off.
It's, it's giving grocery store.
It is a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
And actually, I'm looking it up right now, and John Goslin is DJing his local Safeway this week.
Wait, okay, so if you guys are DJing at a local business, what local business is it?
Oh, ooh, that's a good question.
That is a great question. You know where I would do it is, I saw this when I was at TwitchCon last year, or maybe 2 years ago. They had a thing where it's like a Capital One, like, bank, but it's also, it's like a coffee shop that also is a bank.
Oh yeah, the money store.
Yeah, well, I think it's called Capital One Cafe.
Yes, and Santander does it too. It's so bizarre.
It's crazy. It's such an insane concept, and I would love to.
Who is it for? Who is it for? Like, you go into the bank and you don't want to wait in line without a coffee. Are people going in there just like, is the coffee good enough that people are going in there just to coffee and not to bank?
So they were handing out free samples at TwitchCon, but it was like, it wasn't even their like home, it wasn't their brand of coffee. It was like a coffee, like sparkling water energy drink that was not as bad as it sounds, but it wasn't amazing. I mean,
it sounds really, really bad.
Yeah. It could be not as bad as it sounds and still be awful.
It wasn't great. Yeah. It was not great. But yeah, I mean, I guess the idea is it's like you're sort of killing two birds with one stone. It's like, well, I'm running an errand, I'm going to get a coffee along the way.
This
was
Capital One, Stefan?
I think it was called Capital One Cafe.
But that's where they had the energy drink from, because I'm looking at it right now, and it says, yeah, enjoy world-class craft coffee and a wide variety of foods at the cafe, and handcrafted beverages are 50% off when you pay with a Capital One card. So I guess that's a decent
that's
draw
part of it, I
like
think.
If you're
yeah.
you know, okay, you get a Capital One card, you get 50% off coffee. They serve Verve coffee,
maybe that was Verve it yeah
coffee roasters,
yeah.
And yeah, apparently, you don't have to be a Capital One customer to visit the cafe. It's just, it's open all day.
That to me would be very funny if you don't even bank with them, but you're like, I just really like the coffee here at Capital One.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
there's people who are doing that.
There probably gotta be. Are, right?
There's one of these in Williamsburg in Brooklyn, and I walk by it every once in a while, and there's all kinds of people just like posted up with their laptops doing work. I mean, I guess I'm not going in and asking them like, excuse me, is this your bank?
But, yeah. But even so, that's still kind of crazy to me, because especially in Williamsburg, I feel like you probably have way better coffee selection there
somewhere
if you really
else.
Want it. Yeah.
I mean, I will say, like, I'm looking at it, right? Like, they have pictures here of the cafes. And I wouldn't say it doesn't look like a bank necessarily. Like
it looks like a hotel lobby almost.
Yeah, exactly. Like the cafe seems physically separated from the bank. Like it doesn't feel like you're just in a bank's lobby having a coffee. And so I'll give them that part of it. But it is still a very strange business model. Again, I just always go back to the first date. Like, you want to meet me at the Capital One Cafe? Like, it just doesn't. It feels
strange
really
concept, but I guess it's doing well enough that there's quite a few of them, it looks like. So
I couldn't find any evidence of that energy drink, though. So I'm a little
no,
sad.
I think they were just partnering with them at the time.
I see.
But yeah, it was, I mean, it tasted like about what you would expect, I guess.
Where are you DJing, Mike?
I think the funniest one I can think of would be the Michaels. It's not really a local business, but there's one down the street, and you know, the thought of playing bump and dance music for a bunch of people there for foam balls for their various craft projects sounds fun.
That's a good idea. I like
love that. A captive audience, you know?
Yeah.
I love the idea of a business hiring something that would actively make people leave their business, which I think is that's the best part of it to me. I think I do enjoy that. But speaking of foam balls, let's move on to our social media updates.
What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed. Who are you following? What did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL of fast food freaks. It's our social media update.
Mike, we always like to start with the guest. What is going on your social media?
So my TikTok feed has transitioned significantly to Chinese industrial manufacturing talk over
I've
the last
heard about this. I've heard about
weeks.
This.
Okay. Yeah, it started a couple months ago with the rise of industrial glycine manufacturer Donghua Jinlong, which sort of became like a meme. They somehow managed to get in front of a lot of eyes on TikTok. And so then it became a joke that people were telling. But I don't know if this is something that other people are experiencing, but like my feed specifically, maybe because I just went so hard on Donghua Jinlong and watched so many videos related to it, I'm now getting constant videos of like Chinese textile manufacturers.
Okay, like what are the videos look like? Like, are they fun videos or is it like it's just showing
very ironic,
people working
right?
in a factory or like what is the...
So I think both. So the answer, at least as far as my experience is concerned, is that it's both. Is that okay. I get a lot of just extremely earnest, like, you need to buy a lot of office furniture. Let's take a look at the factory. Come and tour the factory with me. And if you need to buy 10,000 office chairs, we're your guy. There's a dude that I see all the time who's like trying to sell me tractor trailer trucks and semis and buses. And it's very much like, this is the guy that owns the place that sells the big vehicles and he would like me to buy some from him. But then yes, also a lot of people like ironically talking about the machinery at mostly the glycine manufacturer, Donghua Jinlong, in a way that's like sort of jokingly laudatory. Like, can you believe that they just got this piece of equipment that you've never heard of before and you have no clue what it does. Let's read, you know, let's look at what's so great about this versus the competitors. And then stuff that is absolute Greek to me. And I imagine also to the person who is reading it.
Is this like, I'm trying to think like, is this supposed to be like, is this a little bit sinister? Like, is there something kind of like, is there a kind of like we're promoting because TikTok's owned by a Chinese company, right? Like, is there
for now?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, is there something like sinister about it that there is like, is it propaganda kind of, or like,
I think there's probably like a bunch of things happening. The first is that TikTok is in general betting really hard on commerce. You know, like they push the shop really hard. And
what is the shop? Is that where you can buy like because I've seen the lives where people can send like stickers and stuff and like little animated like gifts. Is that all you can buy on TikTok or can you buy like people's merch?
Yeah, there's like a sort of subhead. There's like a part of the app called TikTok Shop where you can buy mass produced goods.
Okay.
And a lot of videos that you will see that you'll get served, say like sponsored or includes paid promotion. And there will be someone who is talking about an item that they are showing in the video that you can then click on a very convenient link, be taken to the TikTok shop and buy it. And it's like flashlights, pens, fun weird toys, a robe, a waffle maker, you know, like it's everything that you could possibly imagine.
So it's not 10,000 chairs.
It's not 10,000 chairs.
Okay.
Yeah. If I want to buy the 10,000 chairs, I got to email that guy directly.
Right.
It's like 10,000 chairs when all you need is a table.
Yeah. You know? You just won't return my emails. I don't know what's going on. So they're betting really hard on that side of commerce. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're also betting really hard on like brands, like, you know, like every other social media platform. But for various reasons, the first people getting there are Chinese industrial manufacturers.
I love
and
that.
I think the stuff with Donghua Jinlong being a legitimate sort of like grassroots meme, funny thing that happened, that an audience rose up to be a kind of phenomenon, has now influenced my, you know, the idea of TikTok, right, is that it serves you almost exclusively things that you will be interested in.
Yeah.
Because I found that so funny and watched so many of those videos, it now just thinks I'm really interested in Chinese.
And there's no way really out of that outside of like finding something completely different, clicking on that for like a week. And
I mean, I could, so I should say it, my TikTok is not just that. It is also other things that I like a lot of hardcore music and like synthesizers and stuff.
Right.
But it is, a lot of Chinese manufacturing.
I love that. That's great.
It's funny when you just, you're right, Stefan, like when you want, when something is amusing for like a week, like you first see it and then you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. And then you see a couple more and you're like, this is still funny. And then like 5 days or 6 days later, you're like, okay, I've got enough.
The internet is like, no, this is who you are.
Totally. It's like, I understand the Chinese industrial complex. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's, I think the problem for me is most of mine is sports.
Yeah.
So then I get fed, not TikTok, but like Instagram. I don't have TikTok, but I get fed the same sports stories like over and over and over again. That's the problem with mine. Like, I follow Caitlin Clark and Sabrina Ionescu and a few other like WNBA players. And so now it's just like any WNBA story I get fed. And, but then there's like, it's the season hasn't even started yet. So the stories are all the same stories. It's like, oh, here's Caitlin Clark's first press conference in Indiana. You want to see that 400 times? Cause you're about to, dude. It's like, oh God.
Yeah. Or even just like, if you're buying, I mean, this people know about this already too, but I've been looking, I just bought a new desk and a new like office chair, and I'd been looking for like a while, and it's like still like all of my promoted posts on Instagram and really anywhere are for desks and chairs. And it's like, you know, I've bought them. Like, I'm good now. I don't need those anymore.
Yeah. GD 10,000. I got a guy.
Stefan, what's going on your social media?
Well, I just sent the link to Dan. This is a very sweet video. I think it's here in the chat, Dan. This is Canadian sports legend. Okay. Rod Black. I don't know if you probably saw this already.
I did see this, yeah.
But his son, Tyler, made his Major League Baseball debut. And got,
his name's Tyler Black?
Tyler Black, yeah.
That's crazy.
And he got...
Rod is a, he's a sportscaster in Canada.
Yes. And he's great. He's got a very good sportscasting voice. And he was there in the crowd to watch his son play. And this is his second hit. So he'd already had his hit. And the Brewers broadcast team, they were like talking to him. They were interviewing him in the crowd. And he got to call his son's hit. And it's very sweet and it's incredible and everything. But the best part of this is he has a really funny line like right at the end.
Yes.
But yeah, here we go.
Hit. I think hand-eye from hockey also helps. There's a base hit to right field for my boy. Tyler Black.
That's so nice.
There you go. Oh, there you go. 2 for 2. Happy birthday, Nancy.
That was incredible. He's got tears in his eyes, guys. This is an incredible moment for the Black family. Congratulations to you guys. What a fantastic day.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think we're going to start drinking heavily.
Welcome to Milwaukee.
Oh, really?
That's
good. Very good.
That's cute.
Very good comedic timing. Just very sweet. It's nice to, every once in a while I will do just like a nice social media update because there's a lot of bad stuff out there. So went with something nice. Rod Black is great. Does he do Raptors games or basketball games? I feel like.
Yeah,
or?
He does. He used to do some Raptors and he does just a lot of the like one-off kind of things.
Yeah. Just like CFL as well, maybe, I want to say. Great, great guy. He's just always there on TSN, which is a Canadian version of ESPN. And just a very, very cool moment. And just very, very funny to say, we're going to start drinking heavily now. And you're in the perfect
town. And she didn't like tee him up for that either.
No,
which I
he
think
just
was the
said
funniest
it.
Part. Like, it wasn't like, oh, so, you know, you guys are probably going to do some celebrating tonight or whatever. There was no tee up. He's just like, well, time to start drinking heavily.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Which I did love. So that was great.
Yeah. John, what's going on in your social media?
Well, mine is also from the sports world. This one is our good friend of the show, former UFC fighter Tito Ortiz.
Oh, no.
He's always doing some really good shit. Mike, are you familiar with Tito Ortiz at all?
Totally unfamiliar.
Okay. Yeah. So Tito is, he's a former UFC fighter. And if you think about and he's like quite a bit, he's in his late 40s or early 50s. So, you know, just like imagine what you think the brain of a UFC fighter might be like at age 50. And Tito's, okay. He's checked all the boxes.
Yeah. And also he's like stupid for like an ex UFC fighter as well.
Yes, exactly. Like he was already stupid and then took a lot of brain damage. Yeah. But he does very funny things. Like he lives in Huntington Beach, California. He's like a legend there. He was the mayor pro tem for a while there.
Wow.
So like, yeah, he's just like, he's somehow beloved. So
does he know he's funny?
No, absolutely.
I think
not.
He's a type of guy who thinks he's funny, like Dwight Howard or something, to talk about like another sports guy who thinks he's funny, but and is funny, but not on purpose, basically.
Got it. Okay.
Correct. Okay. So Tito was being given, he was named an honorary deputy sheriff, and I assume this is in Lee County.
You have to be a big time dumbass to be an honorary sheriff of some kind.
And this is apparently a county in Florida where he doesn't even live.
All right.
And I've also learned that his real name is Jacob, which I didn't know either, because that's what's on his badge. I guess Tito is just a nickname. Yeah, his name is Jacob Christopher Tito Ortiz.
Yeah.
So he's posted these pictures on his Instagram of him with like a sheriff that's like swearing him in or whatever. And then they give him like a little badge. Like it's like what they would do with a child. They give the child like the little sheriff's badge and he gets to take it home with him.
Here you go, buddy.
Yeah. And so someone replied to his Instagram post and wrote, "Don't know you in person, but you gained my respect as a fellow Leo. We need people like you to be a voice. Thank you." And I should note that Leo is in all capital letters.
Okay? Law enforcement officer.
Yeah. Right?
So Tito replied, "I'm Aquarius, but respect."
And I don't think that's on
purpose. No, that's not a bit.
No,
that is not a bit.
It could be a bit, but it's clearly not with him.
And then someone replied, "I think he meant law enforcement officer brackets LEO.
Really, really good.
That's God.
He's
and a former politician as well. What was it? The mayor pro tem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of Huntington Beach, California. So
truly. Truly some wild stuff. He's a great, he's a great guy, Tito. He's actually a horrible guy, but just like a great guy for the podcast. Yes. I wonder what's happening with his restaurant. Speaking of Mexican restaurants.
Oh, I forgot about his restaurant.
He opened a Mexican restaurant.
It was a total disaster.
They ran out of a bunch of ingredients. They had like a menu printed out on computer paper that was different from their regular menu, but then they didn't even have half of that shit either. And it was like truly crazy.
What was it called?
Let's see.
Oh, Tito. That's a good question.
I'm looking this up right now. If it still exists. Tito's Cantina. Well, you know what? That makes sense. Tito's Cantina, Tequila Bar and Grill. And Grill has an E at the end. That seems like a reasonable name. It's not like a really stupid name. But yeah, apparently it's just the food is awful and it's a total disaster. But yeah, I mean, if you also want more Tito Ortiz content, look him up on Cameo as well. Because he's cut some really good cameos. Not the best UFC guy on Cameo, but
Nick Diaz. Yeah, Nick Diaz
is.
But if you need a guy to do Jamaican patois in a cameo,
Tito will do it. Apparently,
Tito will do it.
Found out. So,
and he could be your guy.
I was about to say Cameo is such a blessing, but also obviously a curse.
Oh yeah, we're intimately familiar with the
we do a bonus episode type where we find really really bad cameos, and we've been doing that for 5 years and. I mean, sad to say, but
you're in the minds.
Really. We're experts, and we understand.
We wrote an article for The Atlantic about Cameo. So
I don't know if we're allowed to advertise that anymore. Anyway, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Block tale. Woo. No longer can see the post. It's a block tale. Woo! You probably deserved it. It's a block tale.
Mike, the floor is yours.
So, as previously mentioned, I continue against my better judgment to post on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. And I don't know how much time y'all are spending there, but the ads are getting increasingly unhinged.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've seen like screen grabs of them, and they're, it's incredible how bad they are now. Like,
it's wild. It is. It's like 2 a.m. cable in 1996 level ads.
Great way to describe it.
On X right now. And I block a lot of them just because it's just stuff I don't want to see. Like, I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
So I'm spending a lot of time blocking ads generally, but there is a particular strand that has started popping up a lot lately that is both hilarious and also, you know, I have great pleasure in banning from my feed. And it's, you know, it's starting to be election season here in the States.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting a lot of ads for Donald Trump.
Okay.
Generally.
On X? On Twitter? On X. Really? Wow.
Yeah. Tons. Like dozens a day. but specifically, I'm getting a lot of merch. Like Donald Trump merch.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Of course.
So like a $2 bill that has been reprinted with his face over the top of it.
I've seen this one, yeah.
A bobblehead.
Yeah.
Various statues, multiple kinds of statues.
Oh.
Hats. I don't know what it is with those folks and their hats, but so many hats.
The hats are so crazy because they're not, it's not like they're like regular hats. They're the hats that, because they have so much writing on them, so the hats are like this.
The crown is really high. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A hat that would look good on nobody. So, and I don't know, I feel like my suspicion is that because I am interacting with them in any way, which includes blocking them, the platform is taking that to mean that I would like to see more of them.
Right, right.
So it is just, it's constant. And it's just, imagine every cheap object you could put a presidential candidate on or make to appear as though it is him. And I have seen an ad for it and probably blocked it.
Oh, it is so many. It never ends, right? Like,
well, because I have noticed that too, because it used to be when Twitter was a real place, like, you know, the ads were all coming from companies or it was like promoted tweets by individual people. So if you blocked it, then you would genuinely never see it again. But I've noticed this where I get an ad all the time for like this thing for your back. It's like a back pillow or whatever that you're, I guess if you, you know, just one of those like infomercial products, like, you know, you lay on this while you're watching TV and it fixes your scoliosis or whatever the fuck it's for. But I have noticed that it's like what the ad companies are doing now is they're creating a bunch of bots that are pushing out the ads. So even if you block the ad once, that doesn't do anything because it's all these, instead of it just being like, I don't want McDonald's to send me ads, I'll block McDonald's and I'll never see an ad for a McGangbang again. You get this, these all, it's the same ad over and over, but from different accounts. So you can't stop the flood.
There was like that 6 month long period where there were just seemingly thousands of accounts from like as seen on TV style manufacturers and distributors that were just like, random permutations of five letters. You know, you would block something from Tikvo and then get the same ad from Veeb and then get another ad that looked exactly the same from Lorp and just
it's essentially all the dropship stuff you see on like Amazon. We're familiar with the brand Kufandi, which is like the king of those dropship like clothing brands. And like that's the majority of stuff on Twitter now is like those are the only people buying ads then the Trump scammers and like crypto scammers and stuff as well. It's so funny. Yeah.
Crypto stuff also is out of control.
It's nuts. Yeah. That's kind of how you take like a health check of the website, I guess. It's like, what are the ads like? And it's not good. It's not good at all.
It's funny how often I get an ad for a crypto thing, and it's not an ad for like a coin or a service or a wallet or whatever. It seems like it's just an ad for a dude who like,
yes,
just really totally. And like the tweet is just like, I love cryptocurrency. And that's the promoted tweet. That's it. Yeah. That's all it is.
Oh yeah. 100%. 100%. I'm trying to look here. Okay, this one actually looks like a sort of a normal ad from a normal, well, not normal, but like it's, it looks like a company, Vivorex. Oh no, never mind. That's the pillow. That's the pillow. But so it says,
wow, that was
so
fast. Time to pillow was very short.
The ad is for Vivorex.
Okay.
And it says, elevate your child's math skills with our brain improvement device designed for joyful learning. But then if you click on to go to the profile, the bio of the profile is, transform your bedroom decor with our stylish and supportive pillows.
Your kid will do that for you once they're really smart from using the thing in the first ad.
It used to be on Twitter that under viral posts, you would see the people who had been paid to do like, oh, here's the Galaxy light, or here's like the sex toy or whatever, right? And yeah, it was because they were reaching out to individual people to post it in their replies and paying them. And now that's like that would be considered like a high quality ad on Twitter, I think.
Yeah,
it's true.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I guess keep blocking them. What else can you do? You know,
well, I mean, at this point, it's like, it's kind of like a game. Like, I know I'm not winning. I know I'm not accomplishing anything. It's just something to do while I know I shouldn't be on Twitter anyways.
Yeah, that's really good. John, what's the what's our listener block this week?
Yes. Our listener block is, this is a simple one this week. We kept it, sometimes it just needs to be straightforward. This one is from Mike, a friend of the show. Hey, I was a co-host of a relatively popular Canucks podcast back in the infancy of Real Good Show, etc. At the time, anyone who was anyone on Canucks Twitter was being blocked for no good reason by now Hockey Night in Canada host, then Canucks player, Kevin Bieksa.
That's right.
Did you get blocked by Bieksa, Stephanie?
I somehow didn't, actually. Okay. I just never interacted with him. I like him too much, so I didn't want to get blocked by him.
Fair. So Mike says, everyone got blocked except me. So I made it my goal to be blocked by him by taking the tactic of sending pictures and GIFs of Michael Cera to him at least daily.
Okay.
There was no rationale behind this other than I thought it would work. It took a solid 3 to 4 months of doing this before I finally joined the common ranks of being blocked by Kevin Bieksa.
There you go.
That feels like a fun, like old school Twitter block.
I forgot like, that he was blocking everyone back.
I'm just gonna pick like a bit to do, and I'm just gonna pop up in someone's mentions every single day doing this bit until they block me.
I like it.
Maybe I should do that to someone. Yeah.
Do you think for 3 or 4 months he was like, it's kind of nice getting a picture of Michael Cera every once in a while?
Yeah, like that's the thing, is how long was he aware of it? Do we think, you know, because he's a pretty popular guy, was he seeing these pictures every day? And just being like, whatever, okay. And then finally being like, no. Or was it like he saw it once or twice and then was like, that's enough of that? Like, I always wonder when you're doing those kinds of bits, like, how many of them are they actually seeing? And then what was the final straw? Like
was he having a bad day or something?
They're like,
or...
you know what? I can't see Michael Cera anymore. I'm out.
I've had enough.
Had enough of this guy's face. But yeah, thank you, Mike, for sending that in. If you want to send in a listener block, you can do so by sending us an email at blocked@blockparty.com. If you want to donate to the show, it's at patreon.com/blockparty. $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. We just released a great episode with our friend Pat Gill, who you may know from Pizza Suplex on Twitter. We reviewed the Canadian video gaming show, Video and Arcade Top 10. It was truly a wild ride. We also had Gianmarco Ceresi on the show, reviewing some bad cameos with us, speaking of that. And more and more bonus episodes to come. You also get access to our whole back catalog. We've got ad-free episodes, all that other good stuff. So check it out, patreon.com/blockparty. You can also follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok @blockpartypod, on Blue Sky @blockparty. And if you want to see this episode in video format, you can head on over to youtube.com/@blockparty. And finally, of course, if you like the show, please tell a friend. Mike, we are here at the end of the show. That means it's time for the top three.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Uno, 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 uno.
Mustard.
3.
Socks.
2.
Girlfriends.
Uno, 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 uno.
All right, Mike, what do you got for us? Hit us.
I would like to know your top 3 posts of all time.
Wow.
Oof. Damn.
Okay.
By ourselves, or that we've just that we've seen?
That exist.
Man.
Oof. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, I feel like we've done something like this before, but never just like any post.
Yeah.
It's always like a specific.
I saw a celebrity tweet.
Yeah.
This is great.
I love it. Yeah. Top three posts. Okay. Well, Mike, give us your number three to start, please.
Number three. Drill. 2013. Food. $200. Data. Yeah. $150.
Yeah.
Rent. $800.
Yeah.
Candles. $3,600. Utility, $150. Someone who is good at the economy, please help me budget this. My family is dying.
I mean, that's
classic.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
Great post. Great post. Yeah. Great
it's
post.
Such a good post. It's just the thing that I like about it is how much it explains about the world.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, it is somehow weirdly
good cultural criticism.
Weirdly applicable.
Yeah.
Stefan?
Boy. Number three, I'm going to go with friend of the show, Jesse Farrar. And there's a few potential ones here, but this one sticks with me. Hi, everyone. This is Bronzehammer's wife. Unfortunately, BH died after flipping our minivan 40 times while group texting. I have a small peebus. That one is really good. I really like that one.
That one is really good. I do like that. I got to find the exact example here. Never mind. It's hold on. It's the other way around. Sorry. Give me one sec. This is hard. Oh yeah.
Take your time, dude.
This is the classic. This is my number three. It's from Britney Spears.
there's some good options here.
Yeah. This is already exciting. Yeah.
But this is from 2011. February 10th, 2011, great Britney Spears tweet. Does anyone think global warming is a good thing? I love Lady Gaga. I think she's a really interesting artist.
Really good. Really, really good.
Oh, that's just so good.
That one's great. Okay. I think I have my next two. This is tough because this is like in the moment as well, but I think I do have my next two. Mike, what's your number two?
Sorry to put you on the spot. I need to know.
Yeah, it's a fun challenge. And I think the three I've picked would, I don't know if I took my time, I think they would all at least be in the top 10 for sure. So I'm happy with my choices.
Right. I'm going to say, I think that this is the kind of thing when your brains are broken, like ours are as internet people, like your gut feeling on this kind of thing, I think is often pretty right. You know?
Yeah.
Totally.
Cause I don't think I had the benefit of preparing, but they all came to me pretty quickly. Yeah. And now having sat with it for the morning, I'm like, I think these would always be the answer.
Yeah.
That's good. I love that. Yeah. Okay. Mike, well, what's your number two then?
So my number two is, I'll drop it in the chat. It is a YouTube video from 2018 called Burger King Foot Lettuce.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know if I know this.
Dan. I remember the story behind this. Yeah.
Burger King foot lettuce. The last thing you'd want in your Burger King burger is someone's foot fungus, but as it turns out, that might be what you get. A 4chaner uploaded a photo anonymously to the site showcasing his feet in a plastic bin of lettuce with the statement, "This is the lettuce you eat at Burger King." Admittedly, he had shoes on, but that's even worse.
So this is uploaded 6 years ago. There's the whole Know Your Meme entry on it is really good. The video that we just watched, and there's a couple different versions of it on YouTube, has 15 million views. So it's been seen a lot. I like it. One, I think it's funny in and of itself. But two, also, it has become a kind of touchstone for a type of delivery on YouTube. So like Burger King foot lettuce voice is...
Yeah, the voice is crazy.
Yeah.
That's really good. I like that one a lot. My number two, this is from DLICJ. This is December 2017. My neighbor just told me about an alien sighting he had that was just a regular Southwest Boeing 737 in the sky, but he said he could see into the cockpit with binoculars and there was an alien flying it. I think about that one a lot.
I believe him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That one's just a very good one. That came to mind pretty fast when I was thinking of my top post of all time. So that's my number two.
That's a really good one. I do also, I'm not going to do an, I won't do a drill tweet, but I do love the, I think my favorite drill tweet is the, like, it's fucked up how there's 1,000 songs about Christmas, but only one about the boys being back in town.
That's a classic.
Think about that one a lot. But I'm going to go, you know, I'm just sticking with a theme here. Cause my next one I'm going with Cher. Cher has so many good tweets. So this is like, I don't know if this is my favorite one or not, but it is, it's just like just sort of like a stand in for a lot of great Cher tweets, but it is from December 10th, 2012, something is amiss with iPad, and it's got like six spaces in between every word.
She's about to blow it wide open.
She had a lot of iPad. She had another one, iPad freezing up. Maybe it's overwhelmed because it just realized a fabulous diva was touching it. Can't really blame it. Quote, snap out of it, all caps.
Really, really good.
Yeah. God. And shitting on women, John?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that did remind me of an honorable mention that I'm going to do when it's my turn as well.
And this also relates to what you were talking about, Mike, earlier. Cher just had a tweet that was from December 2014. Okay, just sent 100 desks.
She's talking to my guy? Cher, tell him to email me back.
Yeah.
Talking to your guy, dude. Okay, Mike, what's your number one?
My number one is Horse Ebooks 2012.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Everything Happens So Much.
Yep. It's a classic.
It's just, I think about it easily multiple times a week. Just that phrase just pops into my head. Everything happens so much.
That's so insane that was 12 years ago.
Right. God,
that's ridiculous.
Fucked up.
Fuck. I have an honorable mention here. You did remind me with the iPad thing. Dan, can you bring this one up? This is from country music legend Reba.
Oh, yeah. Reba's got some good ones, too.
And this is, to catch you up to speed, had a good breakfast, and then the torture started, .. And then a bunch of spaces sent from my iPad. That one is really good. My number one post of all time, and we do need the visual for this as well, Dan, so I'm going to post this in here. This is from very funny Corey Snierowski. This is a phrase that has stuck with me ever since I read this from December 2017 as well. I'm watching Star Wars and this little pig is everywhere. And then it's a picture of Yoda. I fucking love this post so much.
I don't know this one. This is really funny.
Oh my God. Every time I see Yoda now, I think of this post and I think of this just the phrase, this little pig is everywhere. Is so funny. It's so
really
good. Yeah.
This is, you know, I think anytime, I think this has to be my number one because anytime anyone's like, what's your favorite tweet? This always pops to my mind. Like, I don't know if I actually sat down and made like a list. I don't know that this would be number one necessarily, but it's always one of the first ones that pops to my mind. It's from 2013 from Chooch. And it is the, hi grandma, can you come pick me up from my rap battle? It's over. No, I lost. He saw you drop me off and he did a pretty devastating rhyme about it.
Very good. Very good. Did he also do the Grink one or is that someone else? That might have been someone else.
Oh, the Grink one is so good.
That's the other one I was
thinking. That should have been in my top three.
That would be top 10 for me, I think.
Was the Grink there?
That was really good. Yeah.
Should we do a quick other runners-up round?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of another.
This is just classic remember some posts.
Yeah, lest this become just 45 minutes of this thing I saw this one time.
Yeah, the Grink is from Merman 5.
Yes. Yeah.
Me telling my story how I survived a plane crash and lived on a deserted island for a year. It was crazy. Friend who once got a text from me where I accidentally called the Grinch the Grink. Was the Grink there?
Yeah. I mean, it's that's my honor. That's such a good one, man. That one is so good.
So good.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I think another really big one that has a ton of explanatory power, the way the drill tweet does, is me sewing, haha, fuck yes, fuck yes. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Me reaping, well, this fucking sucks. What the fuck?
Yeah, really, really, really good.
I
do love that one. God, there's a lot of good posts out there. Wow.
The internet used to be so cool.
I know. Twitter used to be fun. Oh.
That's what I was trying to think of. Like, is there one that belongs in the, like, even top five in the last, like, year or two? And I think, Moon's Haunted is close.
Oh, that one's good. Yeah.
But it's not, it was still a few years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the era of posting has ended, I think. It's
probably for the best.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, there's lots of good. There's just so many good, so many good stuff. It's so many good stuff is what I'm saying right now. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's really good too. The therapist. What's wrong? Me, if I do the Borat voice once more, I'll be getting a divorce. Therapist, and who told you that? Me, tearfully clears throat. it's good wonderful. Stuff. Anyway, yeah. Mike, great top three. Great to have you on the show as well. Before we go, anything you'd like to plug?
You can find the show that I make. It is a podcast about and for the internet. We're kind of like a weird internet news show. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's called Never Post. You can also find our RSS feed if you're into that kind of thing, if you're a weird internet freak, at neverpo.st. And I'm pretty much everywhere online for better and usually worse at Mike Ruggenetta.
Awesome. Give Mike a follow. Listen to Never Post. Thank you so much, Mike, for being here.
For having me.
Yeah, as for us, you can donate to the show, patreon.com/blockparty. You can follow us Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @blockpartypod, Blue Sky, and YouTube @blockparty. We'll see you back here next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.